That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be as they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
And welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers, coming to you live this morning, July 2nd, 2016, and we welcome you here. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
And good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And we say good morning to you, the remnant, and good morning, Lord Jesus. We ask you to join us here, and we know that because His Word tells us, and His Word is truth, that where two or more are gathered in His name, He is there also. So we can just picture him pulling up a chair and having a set of headphones on, maybe a cup of coffee. That's what our friends do. They join us. And he is the best friend we have of all, that's for sure. Well, Jason, would you open us up in prayer, and then we'll get on with coffee.
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we just ask, Father, for you to lead us, guide us, and direct us in this program this morning. We pray that you just put us on the path that we are to go. We ask that you guide us and direct us in all that we do, that you strengthen us, that you do a mighty work in us, through us, and let us be a light into a dark world. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, men, didn't know if you wanted to start on something particular. Plenty going on in the world, plenty going on in the Word. One news highlight that caught my attention is this mess over in Bangladesh. Islamic radicals, once again, imagine that, taking hostages in a store, in a restaurant, a cafe, and quizzing their victims on the Quran. This is not the first time we've read of things like that. And those that can't quote the Quran, they just kill them. Again, this is, we only know what we see reported in the news when it comes to something like that in Bangladesh, but that's sure what they're reporting. And, Jason and I were talking before, what is it going to take for the people in this nation to wake up to that, because we've seen those type things here. These radical Islamic radical Muslims, from the beheading in Oklahoma not too long ago, a few years ago, the San Bernardino killers, the homosexual Muslim in Orlando last month, it just is growing and growing.
Well, you notice that the stories that don't go along with their narrative, you don't hear much about them.
No.
I mean, especially the one in Florida.
Right.
For
yeah.
50 people to be killed and another 100 and some.
And 50 injured, and 50
and not,
of their
and not to hear nothing.
Right. And it's 50 of their darlings, 50 homosexuals. You know, they had a, you know, years ago there was a young man out here, Matthew Shepard, that was a drug dealer. He was a drug user. He was a drug dealer, and he stole drugs from somebody, from a couple of other drug dealers. And when they caught up with him the next time, they took him out and beat the living stew out of him, tied him up to a fence out in Wyoming, and left him to die. It was a drug deal gone bad. Oh, but they found out that Matthew Shepard was a homosexual. And so after the local police, the local sheriff's department, had closed the case, arrested the killers, arrested the two that did it, they admitted to it, and case closed. It was over. But because this one homosexual was killed, the feds came in, and oh, they've made movies about it. And they now have the Matthew Shepard Symposium, a week long, where they bring, you know, Aku Makupik in to talk about, you know, race relations. And it has grown into this huge thing because one homosexual was killed, but he was killed by two white guys. And even though it was a drug deal gone bad, the media, just like you say, John, has turned it around to fit their agenda, and they have blown it out of proportion. And the federal government did that.
Yeah, but let's get the thing straight. It wasn't a homosexual. It was a filthy, faggot, queer.
Well, that's true. You'll get no argument from me there.
We don't need to be politically correct.
But one filthy, faggot, queer gets his just reward. And, yeah. It's almost a national holiday now, you know, in remembrance of this pervert. Whereas 50 of them get killed down in Orlando, and you don't hear anything else about it. You know?
Yeah. Well, look at what Ash Carter, the defense secretary, did this week, passing that transgenders can openly serve in the military. And then if you read into that, basically they're saying that the military will pay for the hormone treatments if that's what you choose to do, and they'll pay for the surgery and all that. You just got to shake your head. Say, how long, Lord, how long?
Well, I know when I looked at the headlines this morning, just on the computer news, it was like, it's just absolute insanity. You know, you've got our schools teaching the whites that, you know, you need to be guilty. They teach the children, you're guilty because you're white. You need to feel sorry for yourself because you're white. You know, and they're our enemy. They teach a generation at a time, and so they're pushing this. The, you know, starting 6, 7, 8 year olds now, the you know how bad white privilege is. You got deportees, you got these illegal invaders that have come into the country time and time again, been deported. They're killing. They're raping. How long is right? How long? I don't think it's going to be much longer.
I did see a good headline, though, that, well, the second part of it was good. The first one is 1 in 5 women are being raped in Sweden, but apparently the men had had enough of it. Now, remember that they've pretty much been disarmed, right? So the men went and burnt to the ground 5 Muslim refugee camps. Now, I don't know if the Muslims were in there when they burnt them to the ground, but... yeah, there's so much civil unrest going on in Europe right now that they're not showing us anything about, just like with Brexit, You know, you're not hearing much about that either, because our pastor always taught us it only takes one. If they let one get away with defiance, then the whole thing crumbles.
Yep. And that one is started, like you said, with that Brexit. And I saw a note the other day, I think it was on Thursday, that Brexit was the most searched word in the online search engines. You know, just that just came up in the last week or so. That, and so there's a lot of people looking into it because they're hearing bits and pieces, but they're not seeing it on the news. They're not hearing the you know, the local news people talk about it. They're not seeing it in the big in the media magazines. So they're, the people are looking online to find out about it. The most
scrambling,
most searched word on the on the internet.
I've been doing a lot of research on that. What's the latest on that, Jason?
You know, I haven't seen a whole lot of anything new come of it. I mean, haven't heard nothing.
Yeah. I know one thing they were saying that...
they're scrambling. To,
go ahead, John.
Go ahead. They're scrambling to correct the financial markets, that's for sure. And they actually have. I think the stock market came back the 900 points that it lost.
Yeah. That's the same thing I was going to say, is they forecast that it was going to be doom and gloom, that, oh, this is going to, you know, the economy in England is just going to die and the world market is going to, you know, really react bad, and it hasn't happened. It hasn't. And some of the positives on this Brexit deal is England is saying, hey, listen, we can, you know, if we don't have to follow along on in the massive rules that the EU put on us and the massive debt, then, you know, we can compete in the global marketplace a whole lot better. And we saw that with wasn't it Greece last year that Greece had joined the EU, and in just a few years their debt, I mean, all their savings were wiped out, and the debt that the nation had to take on because of, you know, being a member state of the EU, was crushing. It wiped their economy out.
Well, it's like Britain. I think they're paying like $37 billion a year to be a member of the EU. And a lot, most of that money goes to the poor countries to allow them to be members of the EU. And they're just like, no, we can do this much better on our own.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is, they've been lied to year after year after year about the borders and about the illegal alien immigrants and everything else, and they're just like, no more. We don't trust you anymore.
Amen. Well, guys, the phone's ringing, so let's take a caller this. Well, nope. It stopped ringing. So, well, if you want to call in, 307-745-5913.
I don't know if you saw, but the UN made a list of recommendations, I think it was to the EU, and one of them was to make it a violation of human rights to make your children go to church. So it says making your child attend church could be a human rights violation according to the United Nations Commission on the Rights of a Child, according to the Christian Institute. The new report by the UN panel shows concerns about children being legally bound to attend church and worship services. I mean, how far can they go? That's the question.
They're trying, aren't they? They're trying.
Yeah.
You know, our pastor taught us they can't stop. They are creatures of instinct created to be destroyed. And until they are destroyed, they will continue to steal, kill, and destroy.
Amen.
You know?
Like unreasoning animals.
Like unreasoning
animals. Killed.
Yep. They just have an instinct.
Revel in their deception.
Yep. They can't help it. There is no reasoning with them. There's no, you know, if they don't get it passed this year, they'll try again next year.
Where is that? 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians? Where is that? We should read that, because when you read the whole several verses, it really sheds some light on it.
Yeah, it was interesting. One of the things that were that I thought was kind of interesting is over there in when they voted to decide if they were going to leave the EU or stay in it, they had the highest election turnout that they ever had, that they've had since their general election in 1992. You know, which, you know, really shows you that people were fed up with it. Another thing that was kind of interesting about the whole deal is that just about, if you look at the charts, just about every place voted across the board to leave the EU. The only places that didn't were Northern Ireland, London, and Scotland. And those are where the majority of the people actually voted to remain in it. But the votes that they had in the rest of the country overpowered that. And it's kind of interesting if you look at how many, I mean, they give you one side of the story, but like down in Scotland, London, and Northern Ireland, basically they're having protests against leaving, you know, telling everybody that we're not gonna make it without the EU, and that's what the protest is about, is you know, people thinking that there's going to be a financial crisis, that everything's going to fall apart because they're not a part of the EU anymore. But basically, it's one of those. That's what they're being programmed, and that's what they're being told over there. They never thought that they would get it passed because they had it buttoned up basically in Northern Ireland, London, and Scotland, and that's where they've really focused their propaganda on being part of the EU. And they never thought in a million years that they would get these people from Wales and the south and the west and the east and you know, the Midlands to come out and turn out and have a vote like that, because they haven't had it. They haven't had those kind of votings. People turn out for a vote like that in forever. They said that it was the first time, like in the West Midlands and the East Midlands and the North and the East and the Yorkshires and Wales, that they had the highest recorded people turnout for an election or for voting than they ever had.
Yep.
And I thought that was kind of interesting.
I think they're waking up. They were waking up and they were letting their voice be heard.
Yep.
That's there it is. It was 2 Peter 2.
Yep.
10 through 12, sorry about that. And especially those who indulge the flesh in its corrupt desires and despise authority, daring, self-willed, they do not tremble when they revile angelic majesties, whereas angels who are created in might and power do not bring a reveling judgment against them before the Lord. But these, like unreasoning animals, born as creatures of instinct to be captured and killed, reveling where they have no knowledge, will in the destruction of those creatures also be destroyed.
I like verse the next one too. Suffering wrong as the wages of doing wrong. They count it a pleasure to revel in the daytime. They are stains and blemishes, reveling in their deceptions as they carouse with you. And you read on, they, you know, forsaking the right way and following the ways of Balaam. And that's just what these people do. You know, they are
having eyes full of adultery,
yes,
that never cease from sin, enacting unstable souls, having a heart trained in greed, accursed children,
yeah,
forsaking the right way. Were they gone astray, having followed the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness? Yep. That's what they are.
Amen. Amen.
I don't know if you saw it, Jason. Right after that vote passed, some members in the parliament said, oh, we just need to disregard this vote and just pretend it didn't
happen. Yeah, isn't that what they do?
Yeah, and then the other one was, well, the people didn't know what they were doing. We've sent out a survey, and 2 million people have signed it, you know, in like 24 hours. It said that they didn't understand the repercussions of it, and that they want a do-over. It's like, whatever.
Right. But we've seen that here in this country. How many times in California? How many times in California have the people voted no to give illegal aliens driver's license? And the judge says, no, we're going to do it anyway. And how many times have the people said, no, we're not going to, even back 25, 30 years ago, no, we're not going to teach sex education in the schools. And the judge throws it out and does it anyway. You know, no, we're not going to increase taxes. And the judge says, oh, yeah, we are. Time and time again.
I was just thinking about that. Just seeing the rulings this week based on that stinking federal Jezebel bitch judge that overturned the abortion laws in Texas. And then there was another state, too, that some stinking federal judge overturned. And the only, I think the only thing was that they couldn't abort a child that had mental disability, like Down syndrome or something like that, and that any aborted child had to be buried or cremated, and a judge overturned that. So it's high time. I don't know how we're going to do it yet, but sure been praying about it, especially the Supreme Court. Justice Thomas, did you see that? He came out and said, better buckle up, Christians. They're coming after your religious freedoms.
Hmm. Yeah. Why does that sound familiar? Where have we heard that before? Well, guys, phone's ringing again. Let's get a caller. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, good morning, man. This is Willis. Hey, just want to let you guys know I'm out working trying to frame up a wall out here, and I didn't have my radio with me, and the phone line has not been working since last night, actually. The 832-999-7292 number.
Oh, yeah. I think we've got a problem with satellite feed that we're working on that we should have resolved today, but thanks for letting us know, Willis.
Okay, great. I'll hopefully be able to catch up on a replay.
All right. Hey, good luck with that wall.
Appreciate it.
All right, you guys have a blessed weekend.
Thanks, Willis. You too.
You too. Bye.
Goodbye.
That regarding the satellite feed, Jason?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting times, that's for sure. I mean, and you know, one thing that I think that you hear about, you know, them vote just deciding, okay, well, maybe we should just overthrow it and you know, do what we want anyway with this parliament, you know, deal. I mean, and I think they, you know, that they talked about it, and you know that they probably came close to doing it too. I think that they know too from history that if they did, there might have been a pretty good sized riot if they had done something like that, and they might have just hung them in the streets.
Yeah, well, that's what it's coming to in Europe. They're done. You know,
it's coming.
You're raping their women. You know, if you're a man, you have no choice but to just fight back with whatever you got, and even if it costs you your life, you're going to fight back. And I don't think they realize that these people are at that point. But
exactly.
I don't know if you saw this. This was interesting. Mike Norris, who's Chuck Norris's son, directed a new film called Armageddon. I haven't seen it yet, but apparently, this is what it says. It says, only days ago, Mike Norris, director of the film Armageddon and son of legendary martial artist Chuck Norris, was poisoned by a mysterious man who bumped into him after a showing of the Fall movie in Ohio. Believed to be an assassination attempt that Norris believes was rebuffed by the armor of God that surrounds him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I always heard Chuck Norris was a pretty strong Christian, and his son looks just like him. It's pretty obvious that they're true Israel.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's not that often that you hear it proclaimed, you know, nationally, that they give the credit to the full armor of God for surviving it, you know.
Amen.
So, I thought that was
Yeah, and that movie looks pretty interesting, too. If, I don't know if anybody's seen a trailer for it or anything like that.
And what's it called?
Yeah. It's Armageddon.
Armageddon?
It's basically exposing the, it exposes the UN and what they're doing behind the scenes. And basically they portray what would happen if they, or when they do try to take over America. But we've been saying for years, I mean, all you got to do is read that Agenda 21 and you can see the blueprint of what's going on. I heard the other day, too, that the city of Fort Collins right here in Colorado, which is a city of somewhere around 150,000 people, I think, maybe more than that now, it's growing like gangbusters, but they just announced a $600 million plan to curb greenhouse gases emissions. So they want to be emissions neutral by 2030. But what they don't tell you is that $600 million is basically going to have to be paid by the citizens. They want to make sure that all homes have triple pane glass and a certain percentage of solar power. And I mean, just on and on it goes.
Man, is that for stuff just in the city?
City of Fort Collins. Well, yeah, all of the...
No construction or what?
No. It's going to be, if they can get it done, it's basically mandate retrofit. Anything in the city of Fort Collins.
Oh, gee whiz.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw yesterday, too. You just hear it, just a little blurb, but apparently we gave $750 million or billion, probably billion, to Puerto Rico to bail them out.
Yeah,
and that, that's not going to work for Puerto Rico. You know, that's been kind of, I've been watching that, and they've defaulted on every loan they've had, you know, and you'll see more and more of that. There'll be more money headed that way.
Yeah. Well, it's all funny money anyway, so what difference does it make?
Yeah, they just print more, but it's
they don't even have to print it now. They just push a button. Send it electronically. There you go. It's backed up by the federal government. Oh, well. What do you
think? It's, you know, as you look at, too, I mean, it's one of the things that gone kind of off subject, but you know, that I noticed was looking at what the EPA has been doing. You know, EPA has been you know, they call it the Environmental Protection Agency, but really that they don't do anything to protect. One of the things that it just came out this last week and did was they raised the radiation levels. The limit of radioactive elements in drinking water by over 3,000 percent, and you don't know what's behind it, but I know that the radiation levels are going up, and it could be still. I mean, we still could have radiation coming into the water system from Fukushima. That's very possible. And you know, but to raise it 300% is, I mean, that's huge, and that's detrimental just to people's health. And it's not something that you know, affects you right now, that you're going to drink it and you're going to get sick today or tomorrow or next week. It's a slow poisoning. You know, is what's going on with that. They basically, over the last 5 years, they've raised the radiation levels on everything. It used to be, you know, it wasn't EPA approved to use radiation on meats or fruits or vegetables. They've you know, allowed that for the last 5 or 6 years now. And it might be as far as back as 7 years. And then they've constantly, over the last 5 years, they've raised the radiation levels of what they consider harmful and what they consider safe. And it's, you know, 300% is a huge number, and it's something that really is a slow poisoning of mankind. I know I'm talking to a doctor here in town. She told me that every person that she's tested thyroid on in the last 2 years, 3 years, has come back with low thyroid function, and that's what the radiation does. Is it goes into your body and it attacks your thyroid. And she hadn't run across one person that had a good, solid, active thyroid. And you know, here they are up in the levels. I mean, you know, no matter how hard you try to stay away from processed water, you're going to get it. You come into contact with it at some point, whether it's, you know, drinking a glass of water at at a restaurant or taking a shower, and we're talking about water that's just absorbed through the skin. I mean, that's how most people get the radiation gets into the body. Is your skin is it absorbs everything that you put on it. You know, people can say, well, I just drink distilled water. Well, if you bathe in it, you know, you're still getting it. And it's something that, I mean, it's just gotten to the point where it's so hard to get away from.
Well, we're just going to have to stand on the promise that we can ingest poison and it won't harm us.
Yep, I mean, that's basically where we're at. I think that's the place and the position that God's put us in.
Yeah, and they're setting it up, too, where drinking water, you know, pure drinking water is going to be more valuable than gold, you know. That's why these water rights are being bought up by foreign countries. And, I mean, we're hauling water out of this country in huge super tankers to other countries.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing to watch them, how they're hauling that water, too. They have those big bladders that they fill up that they pull behind those tugboats. They just load them in the water. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I mean, and it's hard to believe that they're taking water and taking it and traveling that far with it.
Right. Interesting times we're living in.
They are.
Interesting times.
Well, guys, the phone's ringing again. Let's take this caller. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Well, from what I heard, it's pretty interesting what you're talking about, and you're right. We're all getting nailed with that radiation, but you're bringing up that thing of praying over everything you eat and drink and asking God to make it clean is exactly what we got to do, because there isn't any choice about it, is there now?
Nope. We've been doing it.
That's what we got to do.
Many years, our pastor thought of that, and some people look at you, you know, when you eat a snack or something and you say, Lord, bless this in the name of Jesus, and they're like, well, what, that's a little extreme, don't you think? And I said, no, not when your enemy's trying to poison you every which way they can.
Well, fellas, one thing that, you know, I hate to do this, every time I call you, I'd like to talk about some other stuff too, but every time I call you, it's about the station. Pastor Peter's, one of his old sermons is playing instead of the Wranglers on the shortwave today. I just found out you were on by calling you.
Yeah, we have a satellite problem that we're trying to work through right now.
Okay, I didn't know.
That's the link. That's why. Yeah, but we're.
I can hear the replay sometime later in the week, right?
Right. We'll have the replay up later in the week.
Okay, well, thanks. I'm not going to tie up your phone. Oh, one other thing. I don't know if you heard, but the Supreme Court of Canada ruled that a person can have relations with their animals behind closed doors and that it's legal for them to have relations with animals.
No, I haven't heard that. I knew it was.
Oh, we're gone. We're so done, man. Stick a fork in it. I'll see you later.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, I think we got plans for an alternate route for the live church tomorrow. But if not, hopefully the satellite link will be back by then.
Yeah, let's hope so. Yeah, the you know, we think sometimes how much worse can it get, and then it just gets worse in ways that we've never imagined. You know, from the like the caller said, you know, the Canadian Supreme Court ruling on that, on bestiality, approving that. But you know, I got a newsletter article in some correspondence in the last week or so, and it was from a very famous evangelist's daughter had gone and was speaking, and this was, you know, at like a prayer breakfast, and it was from about 20 years ago, and the article talks about
Billy Graham's daughter, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the article talks about how, you know, there's more ways to God than Christ. You have to open your mind to that. You know? And it's just an absolute direct opposition to the Bible, because the Bible says no man comes to the Father except through the Son. And it's nothing new, you know. Here's this article from 20 years ago that they've been blasting out. And you know, when the people hear it from, you know, their religious leaders, they tend to believe it. You know, it's one of the reasons we've encouraged as much as we can for people to read their Bible. You know, open your Bible, read your Bible. You know, there's not going to be an excuse on Judgment Day. You know, the Word is here. We have to read it. If you don't understand it, you can study it. And then you have to apply it. You have to be, as the Bible says, doers of the Word.
Yeah, we had our Wednesday morning prayer breakfast this last Wednesday, and a couple of the men were talking about some things that their sons, you know, in the 17, 18 year old range, got into regarding conduits to demons, which your smartphone is a significant conduit to demons, by the way. And the gist of that conversation was, if you don't think that your kids or your children are fighting the same things that we fought when we were younger, then you better think again. And in fact, the attack on them is so much more prevalent than it was with us. Regarding technology, you know, this double-edged sword. And we had some pretty significant prayer about that. But also, there needs to be, you got to lay down the law with your children, too. And basically, you know, they think that these Snapchats and these things like this, that, you know, once they're sent, they go away and they can never be found. Well, you know, you need to let them know that that's not true. There is ways to research that information on their phone, and if you find anything on that ever, you know, you got to take your kids' phones once in a while, your children's phones, and look at them and just see what's going on. Even if you're raising them in a sheltered environment, you know, like a homeschool or a Christian school, the devil roams like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour.
Yep.
And they want to devour our children. And it's our responsibility, given to us by God, to raise those children the best way we can. And what I've been telling them, too, is if I ever find anything on there, you won't be driving, you won't have a phone, you'll be lucky if you go out of the house.
Yep.
So it's real, and it's going on. And if we think it's not affecting our children, then you better think again.
Yeah, you know, that's a thing that many, unfortunately, many parents, even Christian parents, they don't think, you know, that their children will sin, that their children will lie, you know, that their children will, you know, they get tempted with those type things. And we do. We need to be as parents. It's our responsibility to be aware of that, to do the best we can to, you know, head those type things off and to absolutely confront them you know, and nip them in the bud as much as possible when and if it does happen.
The other thing is, there's a lot of tempters out there too that are looking to do the will of their father, the devil.
Yeah.
That's one of the strongest things that our children have to fight, and us too as adults, is that lust of the flesh. So, just like we've been saying, if you're not praying that full armor of God over you and your children, putting that full armor of God on every day.
Yes.
And if you're not praying the Lord's Prayer, and if you're not praying a hedge of angels, a ring of fire, and a shield of light around your wife and your children and all your loved ones, then don't be surprised if you lose them.
Yep.
Yeah, it's, you know, sometimes people don't think about things like that. It's, you know, I think that scriptures is very applicable. You know, Satan is seeking someone to devour. You know, and you know, he's out there like a roaring lion, and people got to take that seriously and literally. And you know, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and that's what they're doing. And there's those forces that are working against our, you know, our people, our young people, all the time. You know, they want to destroy that younger generation. They want to destroy the older generation. I mean, they don't quit, and it's just, you know, it's constant bombardment on them. And you look at the way things are changing, and you know, the difference that you know, just in the last 10 years of where we've come in society and where they come in the schools, and you know, what used to not be accepted is now accepted, and you know, it doesn't take that long.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, and how many generations have they been, they've all the way back to my generation, they pulled prayer out of school in what, 1965? That was the year I was born. And so
63.
So that's that generation, you know, going into the third generation now of that, of not having prayer in school. And that's just been one small part of the battle, you know, but it's had an effect. It's had an effect when you're, you know, and
it's actually a huge part.
It is.
If you look at the verses that I read in the last week's message about how we were to put that on our doorposts and our gates and
yes.
front on the frontal of our forehead. I mean, the enemy, just like our pastor told us, they understand their Bibles better than we do. And they understood 50 plus years ago that if we can get the Ten Commandments from before these children's eyes, then we have a chance of taking over their morality.
And they have.
And they have. Yeah, absolutely.
And they have.
But you can look at Europe and Canada and just see, just like the caller said, you know, first it was just don't ask, don't tell, gay and lesbian, and next it's the transgender. But I got news for you. The next two things that are coming, and apparently maybe bestiality is going to come before pedophilia, but don't be, you know, that's coming.
Yeah.
At that point, I don't see where you have to draw the line at some point. When you see those military, whatever, the enlisted men that were stopping the sodomites, Iraqis, from molesting little
right.
boys, and then they get court-martialed and lose their pensions and removed from the military for daring to interfere. Well, as a Christian, you have an obligation to interfere.
Absolutely.
Well, should have slit his throat. Then he wouldn't have been able to file charges against him.
Well,
but that day is coming.
Right, and it wasn't the pervert, homosexual, filthy, faggot Iraqi captain that pressed charges against him. It was the United States Army.
And yeah, but who do you think brought it to their attention?
And the federal...
The
The federal government. The federal government.
Yep. Good will be called evil, and evil will be called good.
And that is that. Those are the days we're in, for sure.
Yeah. But the good news is that I believe that little band of faithful remnant that met in Branson, Missouri here a couple weeks ago, going on 3 weeks already. Oh, man, time's going fast. Already July. But I believe that Scripture is true. 2 Chronicles 7:14, when my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. And I believe that God heard those cries of our people and some of the things that we're seeing going on right now are a direct result of that. We need to stand on that, and I think we need to keep praying that the reproach of Israel would be rolled back. That God would forgive us, his people, and that he would cause destruction to come upon those who will not have him rule over them. I bring them before my court and slay them, those that would not have me rule over them.
Amen. And he will do that. He will heal this land when, like you said, John, that 2 Chronicles 7:14, that's an if-then, or a when-then, you know. When my people do this, when his people do that, when they repent and return to him, you know, there won't be any more sodomites in the land. You know, the crime will go down. It truly is as simple as that. It's hard for so many people to wrap their head around that, to wrap their mind around that. But if they'd read their word, that you know, that's a big step in realizing that, and realizing that his word is true. You know, his word is truth. It's as simple as that. And what he says goes. And you know, if he says that when his people humble themselves and return to him and, you know, repent and cry out to him, then he will hear from heaven and come and heal the land. The reason he hasn't is because his people haven't done that. But when his people do, well, and that's one of the reasons, again, our pastor taught us why the enemy does what it does. Is because they know that they cannot defeat us as a people. Our enemy cannot. Satan cannot defeat the people of God. And Satan's children cannot defeat the people of God and the children of God. And so what he has to do is hold God to his word. He knows that if he can get his people, if Satan can get God's people to sin, then God's wrath is poured out upon them. And God keeps his word. And he does a very good job of doing that. It doesn't take a whole lot to get our people to sin. But there's been a whole lot put into it. And they sin a whole lot. We sin a whole lot as a people.
Well, why do you think that pornography is free and available anywhere you look, you know?
Yeah.
They understand.
They do, all the way back from Balaam and Balak, all the way back to there. It's worked.
They know our weaknesses. But the good news is our God's a patient God. Not slow as the world counts slowness, but he's patient, not wanting for any of his to come to destruction, but for all to come to repentance.
Amen.
But that time, at some point, runs out. You know, that door is shut to salvation, and then comes the wrath. And I believe that the writing's on the wall. The birth pangs are growing closer. I don't know if you saw this week, but the storms all across the country. I mean, Las Vegas, Sin City, was just hit by golf ball-sized hail and flooding, and New York City,
I was looking at some pictures of sky to ground, or whatever they call that, lightning. Just unbelievable pictures of that with the tornado in the background. And boy, if that's not God's wrath, he's still holding it back. He hasn't really caused severe destruction. But I think it's just because of that. He's warning the people. If you see these pictures, there's no way that you can say that it's anything but God's wrath. And he's exposing and he's showing them what can happen if you don't turn from your wicked ways.
Yep.
But, the storms have just been...
The last 2 weeks in West Virginia, they've had over 14 have been killed in these storms. I mean, that, you know, you get flash flooding in Texas and Oklahoma, and sometimes down in southern Arizona and places, but in West Virginia, you know, that is unheard of. That was off the wall.
Yeah, these fires in California, they can't even explain how fast they change direction and just wipe out whole neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with no warning. No warning at all. Just... And this fire in Colorado, Wyoming, you know, that thing... You know, the reality is, all of these major forest fires, they're never put out by the firefighters.
Oh,
they only get put out when the Lord decides that we're going to change the conditions, we're going to send some cooler weather, we're going to... I'll send some rain down upon you because I am a patient God and I won't destroy you yet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then they say, oh, well, Mother Nature helped us today. And then I'm sure he feels like just igniting it again.
I'm sure. How long? You know, we say, how long, oh Lord? You know, do you ever think he says that? How long, my people? How long?
Yeah.
You know?
How long? Put up with you?
Yeah. How long are you going to waver like this and maybe he asks himself that. How long am I going to put up with you? You know? He's the only one that knows. You know, that's another thing is, you know, the Bible's real clear about that. Even Christ says, you know, that only God the Father knows when that day of judgment is going to be. Not even the Son knows. I mean, that's what Christ said. You know, he didn't even know. But God the Father.
Yep.
And... you know,
and nobody knows your appointed day.
That's right. Nobody, you know, none of us are guaranteed tomorrow. None of us are guaranteed the rest of today. And so, you know, you have to be ready. You have to be ready. I mentioned in last Sunday's Sunday school about who was it? Alfred Nobel, who had invented dynamite. You know, as he was a pacifist, he was an anti-war person. He invented dynamite, hopefully to end all wars, is how the story goes. And he looks in the paper one day, and he reads his obituary. They had misprinted it. His brother had died, but they attributed it to him. And he thought, you know, the world's going to remember me as inventing dynamite. And so he formed the Nobel Peace Prize. And certainly that's been perverted in recent years. You know, but in the late 1800s, it you know, it was a to go to those, you know, seeking peace, and but he got to kind of rewrite his obituary. He got kind of a second chance, is the reason I brought it, and that's what I mentioned. Is, you know, you think about it, you know, nobody knows when our last day is, you know. The Bible talks about that Tower of Siloam that fell on, what, the 18, you know? And it wasn't that they were any more wicked than anybody else. It's just the way it is, you know? It's absolutely just the way it is.
I'm pretty sure I got a Nobel Peace Prize in the last box of Cracker Jack I got.
Well, like I said, it's been perverted in the last few years. And yeah, I got one with an oil change down at Jiffy Lube a couple years ago, so... so... Yeah.
Yep.
Well,
it's hard to believe it's 4th of July weekend, too, you know.
Oh, yeah, it is. You know, 240-year anniversary, 240th birthday. And we encourage you to come to church. We've got a little scriptural insight that addresses that. You know, our pastor taught on that, on the birth of America. The nation born in a day. And so we encourage you to join us at church tomorrow, scriptures4america.org. Stream, hit, click on the live video stream, and we're going to do our best to have a live video stream there for you. As the saying goes, the good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. And but we do invite you to join us for church. We'll have communion, we'll have music, we'll have praise and worship songs. It's important to do that. That I picture the music that we sing to God. You know, it is like the aroma of the animals that were sacrificed in the Old Testament. You know, that was always a pleasing aroma to Him. And I think that not only the prayers that we pray are a pleasing aroma to Him, but the songs that we sing, you know. I can't carry a tune in a bucket, but when I'm by myself, I don't mind hearing myself sing, and God likes to hear it when I'm singing praises to Him. It's pleasing to Him. And, you know, and it's a part of battle. The singers went out first in battle. And so if you don't think singing praises to God is important, you go back and read and see it was the singers that went out first singing praises to God. So join us tomorrow for church, scriptures4america.org. Guys, we're about out of time. Thanks for joining us. We thank you, the remnant. And if you want to write to us, our address is Scriptures for America, P.O. Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535. And our email here at the office is preacher@sfaw.org. And remnant, know that we keep you in our prayers. We pray for the remnant daily. And we ask you to pray for us as well. We're going to go out with this song. Thanks for joining us for Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wrangler.
Rollin', 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 stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rollin', 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 though this country's stolen, keep on rollin' over, stay high. Fast and pray together, make them health and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, big high.
Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more.
Big high.
They're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them. Just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating. Our King will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, move them out, head them off, snake high.
They're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them. Just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating. Our King will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.